Closer Look is a public affairs presentation. Opinions expressed by some of our guests may not reflect the views of K-Love, and some topics aren't suitable for children. K-Love is committed to community. Closer Look continues now with a look at local agencies, events, and issues.
Well, hello, and welcome to another edition of Closer Look for North Dartmouth, New Bedford, and Providence. I'm Peter Kay. We're taking a closer look at a local organization that has been helping moms for 10 years now. My very special guest is Missy Porter. Missy is the co-founder and director of Bethesda House. Missy, welcome back to Closer Look.
Hi, Peter. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolute pleasure to have you back on Closer Look to update our listeners with the various goings on at Bethesda House. For those who didn't hear you first time around, who is Bethesda House?
Bethesda House is a home in Pembroke, Massachusetts, faith-based home for women who are pregnant or have a baby under one. The mission of Bethesda House is to provide a safe place for young women who are pregnant or parenting a baby. They are welcome to stay with us for up to 2 years to get on their feet. We teach basic pregnancy and parenting, as well as life skills. Our goal is to get them connected in either a job or education track.
Can you give me an example?
We had a mom come to us with a baby. He was 3 months old at the time. They had been all by themselves, really struggling. A lot of abuse in their past and a lot of hardship. Some friends told them about Bethesda House. We were able to get them right in, and they've been with us for over 2 years. They just used Bethesda House for exactly what it was created to do. Baby was loved and nurtured here at Bethesda House and absolutely bloomed developmentally, emotionally, just the support and all the parenting that we were able to provide for her and the baby, to have the support of the babysitters that could care for the baby while she did schooling and also worked. So she's done both parts of the program and has excelled. And just the change in her self-esteem and her self-worth and feeling loved and coming to know the Lord in such an amazing way has been such a blessing to watch and to be a part of.
Who is eligible to stay at Bethesda House?
We are open to moms from anywhere, really, throughout the United States. They're welcome to come. We just have to figure out a way to get them here. We've had them come from different areas. The age is typically, it was 18 to 25 years old when we started, and we have expanded that. So we now do welcome some moms that are in their 30s. It is very individual because it's a very structured program. It works for some and it doesn't for others. Sometimes it's hard for someone in their 30s to come into a program with such structure. But we have had some success stories with some women in their 30s. They've done real well. So the baby has to be under one at time of intake. Mom can be pregnant or baby under one. And again, they're welcome to stay with us for up to 2 years to get a good solid foundation built.
Typically, Missy, how are they finding out about the Bethesda House?
Typically, it's from searching online for themselves. Occasionally, we'll get a referral from a doctor or a therapist or maybe a hospital. But typically, when I ask, they tell me they have found it by searching online.
If you've just found us, you're listening to Closer Look on positive, encouraging K-Love, 91.1 North Dartmouth and New Bedford, and 95.5 Providence. I'm Peter Kay. She's Missy Porter. Missy is the co-founder and director of Bethesda House, and you can find them online at BethesdaHouseMA.org. Missy, what are some of the programs and services that are available to her at Bethesda House?
All of our moms, when they come in, we have kind of a orientation period, just getting used to the program, getting settled in, learning how the house works. And during that time, we identify all the needs and the different things they want addressed. Some it's to see a dentist. Some haven't seen a dentist in 5 years. For all, it's to get them right into their prenatal care here local to the house. And then for babies, to get connected with a pediatrician. Some it's to get an ID or to go for a driver's license. And then there's the whole education program, if they choose that, or the work track. The education would be for someone who wanted to stay the full duration of the program. and that would be the 2 years. We're not state funded in any way, so we have some leeway with that. If they needed a little extra time, that's fine. But the way it's laid out to be in the education program is to do some type of program that's about a year long, and then to work at that profession, hopefully, and saving up some money before moving out. For others that don't choose the education, they'll go right into the work track. And that's just getting a local job and saving up to go out on their own. We provide their babysitting for them to work and their transportation to get to and from. And then we have a very structured savings plan so that they can save all the money that they make. We're providing diapers, wipes, all their personal hygiene products, whatever they need to get by.
Give me an idea of what her day-to-day would look like inside Bethesda House.
Our days are very full. They're very structured. We start with a devotion in the morning. We just sit down together and spend a few minutes with an encouraging word from the scripture or devotion, and then a minute of prayer together. And then each mom kind of goes off onto their own plans for the day. For some that are in the beginning part of the program, that would be to go and work on their parenting courses. For others, it would be to head out for work, and we would have a volunteer transporter pick them up, drop them off at work, while our volunteer babysitter watches the child for the day. And then in the evening, we get back together. We do family-style dinners through the weeknights, Monday through Thursday night. One mom cooks with the staff, and then we sit down together and eat dinner. We clean up dinner, and then we spend time together, hopefully showing mom's family time, that lost art of being together, putting our phones away, and just enjoying each other's company, being present, and giving the baby that uninterrupted time as well.
It's interesting when you talk about family time. What percentage, just off the top of your head, would you say that these moms haven't had that modeled for them and that family time is kind of a new thing?
I'd say just about 100% have not experienced this before.
Really?
Yes. Even just sitting down for a family meal together.
Hard to imagine. Talk about the atmosphere inside the house during family time and just throughout the day.
Some days the house will be, you know, there's a lot of moms here. And then on another day, everyone's off doing what they have to do. So every day looks a little different. But we typically have about two babysitters here at a time helping. Mom's kind of in and out. And then we have the three staff that are here with the day-to-day. Evening is such a different look, such a different feel. It's just literally we're together, just sharing about the day, talking about what the baby did or things that are happening. Just relax. The biggest part, again, is just putting that phone away and getting right into the present with the group and with the baby. It's just it's a precious thing.
Do you see a lot of camaraderie and relationships being built between the moms?
Absolutely. Yes. They do tend to bond quite strongly here and care for each other's babies. They share such a strong bond in that they were pregnant or having a baby without a home, and they're here together really bonds them.
You'd walk me through what the day looks like, pretty structured, and I imagine that isn't by accident.
No, that has pretty much evolved over the 10 years. We have grown so much. We've learned so much. The Lord has blessed us so much. When we started, it was just me with moms and going through the day, and we had evening care, that family time. And now we have a huge team of volunteers, and then we have three full-time staff, myself and two others, so we can really structure things and help them learn so much more, like even just how to keep a house. That's a big part of what we do here. We have things we do daily to pick up and tidy up, and then we have things we do once a week to deep clean. So this is all in teaching and modeling. We've always used charts to show them with pictures, but now we have a house manager who can actually do it with them to show them how to do it, and then make sure they grasp it and can do it, and then they'll have that responsibility for a bit.
She's Missy Porter. Missy is the co-founder and director of Bethesda House. You can find them online at BethesdaHouseMA.org. I'm Peter Kay. You're listening to Closer Look on positive, encouraging K-Love, 91.1 North Dartmouth and New Bedford, and 95.5 Providence. Missy, what challenges were you helping moms with 10 years ago? And what do those challenges look like today?
Primarily, moms come to us because of homelessness or facing homelessness. Oftentimes, they're not on the streets homeless, but they're couch hopping. So that's kind of the base, the core need. And what we do is we offer them shelter, yes, but we are so much more than a shelter. Being able to share biblically with them and teach them and help them to come to know the love of Christ is our primary mission. In addition to the daily devotion that we do hold a Bible study here every week for them, and we also go to church. Each mom, part of being in the program is to attend church. They go to New Hope Chapel in Plymouth, and we've been so blessed by them, with them providing transportation for us, which has been a huge, huge help. Just coming to know their need for a Savior by coming here is a need we're meeting, but it's so much that we do, and each mom is so individual in their needs, where they're at, helping them get mental health help. It's up to them if they want it. It's not a part of Bethesda House, but we have great resources for them. We have a Christian therapist right in Kingston, or they can choose another agency, or they can focus on perinatal mental health help. So there's options, and we get them connected with that as much as possible. The needs certainly have changed, and we're trying to meet their needs, and sometimes that means we're not having full capacity here all the time. We have room for 8. Sometimes we have 5, 6, 7, or 8, whatever the Lord brings and says we can handle. But we're trying to meet so many more intense needs than we were 10 years ago that we're just being more focused on providing what each mom needs.
Tell me a bit more about the education programs that you offer and maybe an example of that.
Education, we would really love to have more options around us. We have Quincy College, and we have Massasoit. So when we can use online, that helps a lot. Many of the girls are dying to do like a cosmetology, and that's not local. So that would be something we need to figure out how to get the girls to a program at a distance. But we're trying to find a program that's about a year long. One that works very well for our moms is to do childcare to become a certified teacher at the preschool daycare. So they can do their learning hours by working at the daycare. So that's a win-win. They're in the education program and they're in the work track at the same time. So that's one that many moms choose to utilize.
Love that. Now, looking on the other side of things, you have the work model. Do you have various companies or organizations that work closely with you that you can give them a call and say, hey, I've got somebody looking for a job?
Yes, we have a working relationship with Market Basket. They have been great to us, helping to employ our moms, knowing that there's needs that sometimes can be difficult to accommodate. And that's, you know, we have the program schedule, which is for moms to be back at the house at 5 for our evening care family time, and that babysitting and transportation are not available on the weekend. So they work with us very well to accommodate the needs of the program and allowing them to work and to get earning and saving.
I want to play devil's advocate with you for a second, Missy. Let's say I'm a local business owner. Why should I hire one of the ladies from Bethesda House?
I guess to give them a chance. They have us supporting them, so we can ensure that they will be going to work. We're going to help get them there. We're going to take care of the baby. So most of the obstacles that they would face on their own to work, we help them, so that's not a problem. So they actually are very dependable. While they're here at the house, we are helping them do the things they need to do to meet the requirements of their job.
Earlier in our conversation, you talked about the idea of when the ladies are in the work program, that they're saving. Talk about the ways that you help them get an idea from a financial literacy standpoint and how that transitions into transitional housing.
Help for housing is really they're not even accepting applications in many situations at this point. Section 8, when we started 10 years ago, used to say they had an 8 to 10 year waiting list. At this point, there's no resources available. They've been all used up. There's not even accepting of the application. So we're trying to teach them to be self-sufficient and not depend on housing because it's not available. We do encourage them to put all the applications in at all the local housing authorities and do everything they can do. But the savings plan will help them to save money to be their supplement when they are out on their own and have to pay a rent. Hopefully they have a decent job. Many will need to find like a roommate and an alternative living situation, but with a little more support. But that money they've saved here can be instrumental in supplementing them when they move out. Our dream here at Bethesda House is to have transitional housing available to moms that graduate the program. What that would look like is they would rent from us at a very discounted rate and have that involvement still with Bethesda House after graduation of support. And they would be able to be out on their own for a year or two with some extra support, which we really have found they need. Oftentimes, moms jump at an opportunity when it's presented that isn't ideal, but it's an opportunity rather than waiting and finishing out the program because they don't know what is going to be available to them when their time is up here at Bethesda House.
When she's renting from you at a discounted rate, is that building her credits as well? So when she applies for an apartment, she has a track record?
Yeah.
Very well thought out. If you've just found us, this is Closer Look. I'm Peter Kay. She's Missy Porter. Missy is with Bethesda House, and you can find them online at BethesdaHouseMA.org. This is Positive Encouraging K-Love, 91.1 North Dartmouth and 95.5 Providence. Missy, how heavily do you rely on volunteers?
Volunteers are a big part of Bethesda House. The roles have changed over the years. It's grown, and we're always trying to do what's best for the moms. So right now, our primary volunteer roles are babysitting and transportation. We have some volunteers that have been with us since we opened, which has been amazing. And every year, we bring on a few more volunteers. Typically, we do a volunteer training quarterly, and we have about probably 5 to 10 attendants each time. Our roles have certainly grown. Our numbers have grown. It's vital for us to do what we do, to have them here helping with the babies and helping our moms get to where they need to go. Appointments, work, school, you know, we have all different rides that are needed, probably 20 a week at least.
I would assume that a lot of your volunteers are ladies. Are there volunteer opportunities for the guys as well?
Yep, we do have some male drivers. They're fantastic. We probably have more consistent male drivers than females. It is all females with the babysitting.
Why do you find folks volunteer with you at Bethesda House?
From what I've heard from them, for many, it really fills a void in their life. They've retired or their kids have grown, whatever it is, and it's just something. We have one volunteer, Susie, who has been coming for years, and she has said it has changed her life. She doesn't know what she would do without Bethesda House, and she's kind of our tried and true. She's here whenever we need her. She says, and many others have said, it really gives them something back to be caring and taking care of these babies and helping these moms accomplish their goals by getting them where they need to go. It sounds like such a simple thing to do a ride, but it is life-changing.
What is the biggest challenge that the house is facing right now?
Probably looking for other opportunities to offset our resale boutique closing. We had done that for 5 years. It was what we did with all of our donations. Our moms would work there one day a week and shop there with what they had earned and buy everything that their baby needs. Now we just have to close that, and we just have to look. That was like an ongoing fundraiser in the background that was very helpful financially. And now we just have to look to offset that loss.
Why did you need to close the boutique?
We had plenty of donations, but we just didn't have enough shoppers. So we weren't able to sustain and, you know, pay staff and pay the rent for our location anymore.
Bethesda House celebrating its 10-year anniversary. What is your hope for the next 10 years?
Well, our dream has been for the transitional living. So I'm prayerfully hoping that that comes to be and that we can offer moms the next step. And I also just want Bethesda House to keep growing and changing to accommodate the needs of moms and babies as they change and the needs change, and that we can represent Christ well, that we never lose sight of what we're built on. We want to show each and every mom and baby the love of Christ and the experience in that alone for them, whether they stay for a week or 2 years. We just pray that God does mighty work through that.
Missy Porter, always a pleasure to catch up with you.
Thank you so much, Peter. God bless.
If you would like more on my conversation with Missy Porter of Bethesda House, you can always email us closerlook@klove.com. That's closerlook@klove.com. For Closer Look, I'm Peter Kay.
This has been KLove Closer Look. Find us online at klove.com.